Let me get my agenda pulled up and we can get going here.
Okay, it's recording.
Oops, wrong button. Okay, we'll go ahead and start our Board of Equalization meeting. We appreciate everybody who's attending virtually. We have 13 agenda items today. The first two deal with minutes from past meetings. Are there any questions on those minutes?
Nope, not from me.
Commissioner Lee, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hold on. Sorry about that.
The host would like you to unmute your microphone. You can press *6 to unmute.
We can hear you. It looks like the main line got muted.
Okay.
You are unmuted.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I've got you now, Commissioner Lee. So do you have any questions on the minutes?
Nope, I don't have any questions on the minutes.
Okay, I'd entertain a motion for regular agenda items numbers 1 and 2.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes as stated in on our agenda for items 1 and 2.
I will suspend the rules for this meeting and second that motion. All those in favor of approving regular agenda items 1 and 2, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I will pass 2-0. And next up, we have our assessor approved reports on regular agenda items 3 and 4. Were there any questions on those?
There's not.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the Board of Equalization assessor approved review process report for items number 3 and 4.
I will second that motion. I have a motion and a second to approve regular agenda items numbers 3 and 4. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
That will carry 2-0. All right. Next up, we have to approve or deny an owner's request to reinstate taxable statuses. We have several of these. Numbers 5 through, I believe it's 10. Do we want to look at these individually, or were there any concerns with any of these, staff?
I looked through them and I didn't see any. I personally didn't see any, and it looks like Jim says that they are all
right
in line.
So I'm happy to handle these as a block unit then, and would entertain that motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the owner requested reinstatement of taxable status for items 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
I will second that. I have a motion and a second to approve the statuses as noted in regular agenda items numbers 5 through 10. All those in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
That will carry 2-0. Next up is number 11, which is to approve a new application for a privileged tax exemption for Michael Tevick. Continued item. Anthony?
Yep, Anthony. Thank you, Commissioner Ivey. Just a quick recap on this one. The question that was left outstanding that we just needed to ask Mr. Tevick was, what is the use of the hangar, if it's for personal or for business? If it's for personal, then you qualify, and the recommendation would be to grant the application. If it's for business use, unfortunately, you wouldn't qualify. So would you be able to just speak to that a little bit about what the purpose of the hangar is going to be used for?
Yeah, this is Michael Tevick. My family pronounces it Tevick, but no problem.
Sorry.
That's no problem. It's a Norwegian name. I've been to Norway and they say Tevick over there. So yeah, I intend to use it for personal use now. I bought a plane a few months ago. This plane was in that hangar. It's been in there for over a decade. I don't know how long it's been there. And I do have a business at the Provo Airport. I have a flying club with 2 airplanes that don't fly enough to keep it running, but that's another story. And I do aircraft maintenance. I work at UVU, which is behind me, one of our new airplanes. So I do airplane maintenance work. A&P is the term for airplane and power plant mechanic. But I don't plan on using that hangar for personal use. I have the airplane I just bought that needs repairs in there, but that's not the business related. I could, in the future, use it as a hangar not for the A&P work, but perhaps for the flying club to park an airplane in the wintertime. I'm not planning that now. And I would expect the airport manager, they need to know when I change use of the hangar as far as even moving a different airplane into it. So I would notify them of that. And if I was going to use it for the flying club, that could be considered a business use then. I have a question for you. If you could let me know what the tax expense to me would be for the hangar. It may not matter to me if I list it as a business use now, because then I could bring the other airplanes in and not worry about making the change. If it's a big expense, I would hold off and make that change if I did do that in the future. Is that information you might have available at this time?
No, that would be something you'd have to call our assessor's office on. Okay. You'd let them know the property.
Yeah, the property value. And I'm actually surprised that as a renter from the city that I'm responsible for the tax on it, but that's the way they have it set up between the county and the city, I guess.
Right. Were you say something, Vicki?
Yeah, I was trying to see if Peter would he know that?
I could look it up. Was it taxed last year? I'll look it up and see and let you know in a second, but it's going to take me a second to look it up.
I don't think it would have been, because the private use person that's been in it for a decade, I think he would have listed it as private use also. So I doubt if you've seen taxes on it lately. But
yeah.
They have dozens of hangars at the airport that are all virtually the same. So I would think they would all have the same taxable value.
Okay. It would take me a few minutes to look up the others and see what the average value is. I can do that, but it'd take me a couple of minutes.
If it's possible, that'd be all right. If it's not more than $100 or $200, I would probably just go ahead and add it into my expense yearly on the rental of the hangar. But right now, I would say I am using it as private use now. That's the intention. It could change in the future, though. Is my answer to your question?
So would the commission want to just continue this item again, and then that allows the assessor's office, like Peter, to be able to work with Mr. Tevick offline and kind of decide whether or not he wants to go through with this?
You know, Commissioner Ivey, if maybe we could just table this, go through the next couple of items on there.
That was going to be my suggestion. It sounds like we can figure that out, so I would be good with tabling it, Commissioner Lee.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we table item number 11.
I will second that. All those in favor of tabling item number 11, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
That will carry 2-0. Next up, we have regular agenda item number 12, which is to approve or deny an application for new property tax exemption for Hope Baptist Church. Are there any questions or concerns with this one? I know I did not have any.
I just, Vicki, as I was reading down through this one, it they're just expanding onto their existing space. Is that correct? And it's right next door, or they're actually connecting it to the existing space. Is that? And so they're just wanting to pull this in as part of their exemption, because they clearly have exemption now.
Correct. It would be prorated from the date they purchased the property.
Okay. I don't have any questions with it besides that. I'm fine with it.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, this is Bert Harvey with the Auditor's Office. The Assessor's Office would like me to clarify on this one, where this is an exemption that is taking place after the 30-day purchase. This wouldn't be for the entire year of 2020. It would be for, this would be a prorated taxable amount based on when the property was taken ownership by the taxing entity.
And that's what Vicki
right.
said. So that'd be great.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve of the 2020 application for the new property as stated in number 12 on our agenda.
I will second that. All those in favor of approving regular agenda item number 12, please say aye.
Aye.
That will carry 2-0. Next up, we have regular agenda item number 13, which is a new property tax exemption for Jones Hughes Heritage Foundation. Any questions around this one?
If we could just kind of walk down through this one and just, oh, darn it, I just lost my connection.
So, Commissioner, they now have another piece of property right next to all the ones that were exempt previously. And so they're adding on to their heritage display. Mr. Hughes is on if you would like to ask him some questions.
Okay, that's the one. I was sorry, I was confusing another one that had like 1,500 acres or 15. And anyway, there was another one in there I was confusing this one with. So I'm fine with this one too.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion then.
I'll make a motion that we approve the new application for the exemption as stated in number 13 on our regular agenda.
I will second that. I have a motion and a second to approve regular agenda item number 13. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Commissioner, I don't know if this makes a difference, but this is another one that they got this year, so it would be prorated.
Right. No, it doesn't make a difference for me.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. On the tabled item, were we able to find any additional information?
I don't have. It's going to take me a little bit longer, but so if we could table it till next week, I'll get back with the taxpayer and make sure he knows the total amount and what. And I need to know the dates for the prorated amount.
And actually, this is Bert Harvey with the Park Auditor's Office. I just looked up a similar hangar in the airport. Taxes last year on that hangar was $256.81. So. This is a Provo hangar. It would probably be in similar, I would assume it'd be similar size to the hangar in question. And so my assumption is the tax would be similar in cost.
Jim Stevens, assessor.
Of course, we can't guarantee that, right? So we don't know what this hangar would be, and it could be different, but that might be information that's helpful.
Also, on his application, he indicates that he first occupied it as of July 1st, 2020. That makes sense.
Okay, and that's and what's the significance of that though?
Well, just that he occupied it. Prorated.
Oh, prorated. Okay, got it.
For the proration.
So,
is he deducting anything on his taxes for it on a business schedule?
No.
I didn't.
Okay. Can I ask really quickly, Vicki? For an exemption on the privilege tax, do the property owners have to apply every year and recertify their use of the property?
No. I know Bert, you may want to chime in on this because the privilege tax, we aren't having them fill out the continued statement annually anymore.
The annual statement is not required. We were requiring it a few years ago. But once we reviewed the law, we realized that that was not required. They're only required to certify personal use once and then notify us of a change of use.
So what if we do this? What if we approve this one today, contingent upon in a year from now, continued documentation that it is only being used for personal use?
So that could change, right? I mean, it could change at any time. So if we approve this today, then it would apply from the 1st of July till whenever it changed that change, and then it could come before, and then that, I mean, it would just automatically happen.
Yeah.
So I agree with you, Commissioner. We should probably just approve this today. That way, it keeps it clean all the way back to the 1st of July, and then if you change, Michael, on that and decide to do something different with it, then probably just put an application in.
And the airport's usually pretty good about notifying us when there's like a change of use, when it goes from a personal to a business use. Usually people also put it in the name of a business if they're changing the use. That I believe the airport requires that. So at that point, that would require a new application, a new recertification of the. It's just the law doesn't require them to annually certify their use every year. So,
because if we went the other direction, then we'd have that problem of between July 1st till now, if it's always been in personal use, then there'd be that little gap. So I would recommend that we approve it today, and then you can kind of go forward.
And likely it's been exempt up to this point. If the hangar was being used personally, it would already have been exempt. So there's not going to be any. Prorated taxes will just remain exempt under the new lessee.
Right. Yeah, Commissioner Lee, I'm concurring with you there. Let's go ahead and entertain a motion on this one.
I'll make a motion that we approve the new application for the privilege tax. I guess it's starting from July 1st is when what the occupancy happened with that. And that's it.
Okay, I will second that motion. I have a motion and a second as stated. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
That will carry 2-0. That brings us to the end of the agenda. I will entertain one final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you, everybody.